Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos. That's just a teaser because I don't hit the pause button quickly enough. This is Bob Huss, and this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos. Co-host Bill Thompson is taking his well-deserved break, but he is being ably covered for by the fifth Beatle, the best friend of the show, Jack Greiner. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I am great. You're looking good. How's it going?
Thank you. I'm feeling good. It's going well. Looking forward to tonight. I think we got some fun things to discuss and deconstruct and talk about. You know,
we have a lot. We've got Bobby Gentry's 80th birthday. We're going to dig deeper, not only into the ode to Billy Joe, but the rest of Bobby Gentry's interesting life. We've got Joni Mitchell. This past weekend performed.
Yeah.
7 years after her aneurysm.
Unbelievable.
And it was a really great video on the Washington Post website.
Right.
And that was really moving. So we'll play a Joni Mitchell set. And got some other cats and dogs. But most significantly, we're going to play a couple of Grateful Dead sets throughout the course of the night because a prestigious area law firm, the Graydon Head law firm. Actually, the Graydon law firm, it's a firm here in Cincinnati of which Jack is a member. And they got a big Grateful Dead event coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, there's a documentary called Long Strange Trip, which is a four-hour documentary about the life and times of the Grateful Dead. And it's showing at the Woodward Theater on Main Street in OTR. And Graydon has an office also on Main Street, a little north of the Woodward Theater. So we are one of the sponsors of the documentary, and we're excited about it, and we're going to have a little get-together. The movie's at 6:30. We're having a little open house at our OTR office at 5:30 with drinks and snacks. So if anybody's listening and wants to come down, we'd love to see you. Tell us you're a fan of Blue Snakes and Banjos, and I'll buy you a drink.
Excellent.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. So it's going to be fun. 4 hours is a lot of film, but there's a lot to cover.
Oh yeah. Well, so I mean, you're a super hip guy, but most law firms don't really have that reputation in general. So how did you guys decide that you wanted to sponsor the Grateful Dead movie?
So we actually sponsored a couple weeks ago another one of the, this is a film series at the Woodward, and a guy and Chris Various, who occasionally writes for the Enquirer and was their rock critic for a number of years, is behind this. He's also involved with Motor Pub, which is essentially across the street from the Woodward Theater. But they're sponsoring a whole series, and maybe before the show's over, I'll text somebody and remember all of the movies. But we sponsored one a couple weeks ago about a women's band called Fanny, and had a great time with it. And when the Grateful Dead film was out there, a group of us in the firm said, oh, yeah, we got to do that one as well. Right. And we just want to be part of the neighborhood, and this is a way to do it. So we're very excited about it. I'm really anxious to see it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, let's with the four-hour movie, I'm sure they're going to get in very deep.
Yeah.
But cuts. Tonight, we're just going to scratch the surface because that's what we do here. So let's start off with one of everybody's favorite songs, Uncle John's Band.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. When life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, oh, what I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, oh, what I want to know. Will you come with me? Goddamn, will I declare. Have you seen the light? Their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told me, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, where does the time go? I live in a silver mine and I call it Baker's Tomb. I got me a violin and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, oh, how does the song go? Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, go alone, he's come to take his children home. Some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone, he's come to take his children home.
see a silver shining town, but I know I can't go there. Your streets run deep with poison wine, your doorways crawl with fear. So I think I'll drift old where it's at, where the wheat grows green and fine, and wrap myself around a bush of that briar.
Amazingly, I stopped the music at the right time.
Unbelievable.
You know, I'm a pro.
You're a pro.
I'm a pro. You know, 10 years or so, and I learned how to, they changed the CD players on me, but I'm still on it.
Well, you still your amateur status, though.
That's right. Yeah, I'm the Bobby Jones. I'm the Bobby Jones of radio.
Right. That's right.
That voice you hear is our good friend Jack Greiner, who's pinch hitting for Bill Thompson tonight. And it's no coincidence that we're playing Grateful Dead because Jack's law firm, the Graydon Law Firm, the Graydon Dead Law Firm. They're far from dead, but I'm trying to make puns off of Grateful Dead. They're sponsoring the Grateful Dead four-hour documentary this coming Monday at the Woodward Theater starting at 6:30. And they're having an open house. And just to show what a cool law firm they are, they're actually allowing all of you to swing by their open house before.
Absolutely.
And if you mention Blue Snakes and Banjos, Jack's going to buy you a drink.
That's exactly right. That's my standing offer. So that would be just fantastic if we see some fans of the show. And I think there might be some. There's tickets available for the movie as well.
Yeah, so. I forgot to ask you when we talked about this before the music. What do I do if I want to go? What should I do?
Probably show up on Monday.
I
think buy tickets
at the door.
Honestly, I should know if you can get them in advance, but I don't know the mechanism for doing that. Seeing as how it's Wednesday before the Monday, but I think if you show up, I don't think they're sold out.
Yeah, and it's the Woodward Theater on Main Street, yeah. So you could probably go online too and figure it out. I'm guessing.
Do the Google thing.
Do
you
the
know.
Googles.
Long Strange Trip, Woodward Theater, and. Who knows what'll pop up? But
that's right. You'll be. Who knows what sort of ads you'll start to receive if you Google that.
Very cool poster, which I have hanging in my office right now.
Are those available?
I should have taken a picture. Would say show up at Woodward Theater and
damn.
Who knows? But it's a skeleton's head with red, white, and blue roses on top.
Oh, is it
says Long Strange Trip? And I've got that hanging in my office, which some people might say that describes my legal career. It has been somewhat of a long, strange trip,
but it's beflowered.
But it's beflowered. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Is it the Skeleton and Roses cover from the what's known as the Skeleton and Roses album?
I guess actually it is. Yeah.
But they've got the movie stuff.
But the movie is behind it, and it's very cool.
And how much is it?
You know, that's a great question. Boy, I'm not a font of information.
Hawking this.
Reasonable. I'm going to try to find out. I will try to find that one out, too, before the night's
over. No worries. So, I mean, come on. If you can't go on the Googles and figure it out yourself.
That's right.
Surprised you were able to find us on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. If you found us, you can find this.
There you go. So. Oh, well, hey, changing gears for a minute.
Yeah.
My big thing this week today, in fact, is Bobby Gentry turns 80 today. Happy birthday, Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
For those of you not in the know, and probably the show's demographics are in the know, but just in case you're not, Bobby Gentry had this incredible breakout hit in 1967 called Ode to Billy Joe. Which you've all heard. That's the one Billy Joe McAllister jumps off the Tallahatchie Bridge. That's what she's known for, and she should well be known for that. I mean, it's been 4 weeks on number one in 1967. There was nothing like it on the radio when it came out. The album that was on dethroned Sgt. Pepper from the number one spot on the Billboard chart.
That I did not know.
So this was a big deal, and it's a great song. I'm not besmirching that song by any means. But what gets lost in the sauce because of Bobby Gentry's interesting career arc, shall we say, is there was an album that came out on the heels of that called The Delta Suite, S-W-E-E-T-E, which I knew about but never really listened to in any detail until a couple years ago when a band called Mercury Rev did a recreation of the entire album. And there's also Lucinda Williams' cover of Ode to Billy Joe on it, which was amazing. And it got me interested in the original album. And I went back and listened to it. And it is, I mean, if that album came out today, people would rave about it. It is, and we're going to play some cuts from it along with some other stuff, but it's sort of like Tony Joe White, swampy backwoods Mississippi, which is where Bobby Gentry was born. She was born into borderline poverty in Chickasaw County, Mississippi. And we're going to talk a little bit about this after the song, at the end of the set, but her mother and she moved to Palm Springs, California, and her mother ended up marrying fairly wealthily, and Bobby Gentry was able to indulge her musical talent and living in the LA area. And she was intending to write songs for others. And she went down to the Capitol Records Tower with her songs, cut this song. They put like an amateur producer type of guy on it. And no one thought this was ever going to go anywhere. Hmm. So she sang it because, as she said, it was cheaper for her to sing it than to pay somebody else to sing the demo. The producer put some strings on it, and the next thing you know, it's this blockbuster hit that catapults Bobby Gentry to the top of the pop, so to speak. She ends up having a fairly successful career. She had a summer replacement show a la Johnny Cash. She did an album with Glenn Campbell that sold really well. But then at the age of 42, she completely dropped out of sight. And people aren't even sure if she lives in Memphis or if she lives in LA. Wow. That's how far out of sight she's dropped.
Really? Wow.
She hosted a variety show in Britain for like 4 years because this Ode to Billy Joe was such a big hit in Britain.
Huh.
So she's had a fantastic career, and it's a terrific song. But before we get there, we're going to play some other stuff by her, including one of the creepiest. Pardon me. I'm allergic to the song. One of the creepiest songs ever to be popular, I think, Fancy, which is sung from the point of view of a little girl who's grown up but is remembering when her mother pimped her out at like age 13.
Yeah.
The version we're going to play, though, is even more fun, more creepier. Interesting, creepier, poignant, I don't know what the word is, because Orville Peck, the famously out country and Western singer who performs in fringed masks, he covers Fancy. And it just adds a whole layer of interest.
I've never heard this cover, so I'm very excited to hear it.
Well, why don't we jump into that? We'll start with Bobby Gentry wrote the song. We'll start with Orville Peck's very recent interpretation of Fancy. We'll get into some more Bobby Gentry, and then we'll wrap up with of course, Ode to Billy Joe. So here we go. Orville Peck, Fancy. I encourage you to listen to the words.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room, worn-out shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We was hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a slit in the side clean up to my hips. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Staring back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown boy had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. I could see the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at her pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said your paw's running off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. And don't let me down now, your mama's gonna move you uptown. That was the last time I saw my ma the night I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I knew what I had to do, but I made myself this solemn vow. Said I was gonna be a lady someday, though it didn't matter when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head held down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a 5-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, a congressman, and the occasional aristocrat. I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat, and I ain't done bad. This life, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad and criticize mama for turning me out no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now on 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. And don't let me down now, your mama's gonna move you uptown.
La 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 la, oh, hey, hey, hey. Billy Joe. oyster jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eye, please. Well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. Bridge. Brother said he recollected what he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday? And Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning, haven't touched a single bite. And that nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want too much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Chop Top.
There's a cheery summertime set of music for you all in honor of Bobby Gentry's 80th birthday.
Would have been ironic if she were born on the 3rd of June, you know?
Oh,
that's kind of too bad, but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. July 20, what is it? July 27?
27. She couldn't quite get the syllables in there.
That'd be tough. That'd be a tough rhyme.
Yeah. 27th
of July. No.
July. That's a tricky one.
3rd of June's a lot better. Yeah.
Well, this is our Bobby Gentry set in honor of the great Bobby Gentry, who turns 80 today and is living either in LA or Memphis.
That's amazing that we don't know for sure.
Somebody must know. Nobody can hide anymore.
She seems to have done it. You know. So we're going to talk about the elephant in the room here.
The Fancy song.
Well, Fancy. You know,
I think we pretty much beat that to death on the front end, right?
It's a sad comment on human trafficking, but it was a top 40 hit. So.
Right, which I'm torn. I mean, on the one hand, it's kind of hard to sit and like sing along and tap your feet to a song about a mother turning out her 13-year-old to prostitution to avoid starvation for the younger baby, who also perishes and the mom dies too. But on the other hand, it's a pretty socially progressive commentary on human trafficking way back in 1969 or something.
I mean, it arguably has a happy ending. She's got a mansion in Georgia and a townhouse in Manhattan, and you know.
And she's singing about it.
Yeah.
In a way that says basically you do what you gotta do.
Maybe it's a song about empowerment.
It could be, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's either about human trafficking or empowerment. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's definitely a harsh critique of the conditions giving rise to that situation. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover after that lengthy set. But I felt like we owed the listeners, Jack, a lengthy set because we gave them a lengthy talking to.
We did. There's a lot of chatter.
And not only was it a lengthy talking to, but some of our favorite listeners called in to say, hey, could you pick up the tempo a little bit? maybe we did get a little too dark.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good set. Hopefully that put a smile on listeners' faces.
All those trailers, all those new Exorcist movies that are coming out this fall are starting to work their black magic on me, I guess. But anyway, so way, way back when we started with the upbeat set, reggae set, we started with the Untouchables from the early 60s, a song called Tighten Up, followed up with Third World's Cool Meditation, and then, of course, probably the first reggae song most of us in this part of the world ever heard was Desmond Dekker's The Israelites.
The Israelites, yeah.
Then, because we were getting lots of phone calls from our good friends, including the WWW crew over on the West Side, we just kept playing more music.
Yeah.
So we heard Sonny Boy Williamson doing Sugar Mama Blues, then a lengthy but wonderful cut called Oh Sweet Nothing by Hollis Brown, and then that little instrumental we heard Jimmy Rogers, no, not that Jimmy Rogers, the Chicago Jimmy Rogers, doing a cut called Naptown from his Ludella CD, and that CD has some really, really fantastic blues on it, including the song we heard, Naptown, and there's another great cut on there called Rock This House that I'll play for you sometime. So, there you go. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos with me, Bob Hust, and our guest, Jack Greiner. And we got time for a little more music, Jack.
A little more Grateful Dead?
Well, I think we should. Oh, you know, we do have to work Joni Mitchell in, let's do another Grateful Dead, because we have a darn good reason for talking about
it. That's right. That's the documentary showing Monday night, 6:30 at the Woodward Theater, and tickets are $15 a day of the show, $12 in advance. We're still working on possibly getting a website for you, but in any event, in honor of the documentary, one more Dead song.
Yeah, and if you show up at the Woodward Theater at 6:25, you can get your box of popcorn and your ticket and go right in.
Absolutely.
Or you can show up an hour early, go to the opulent Graydon Law Firm offices across the street.
Graydon on Main, a little north and across the street from Woodward. And again, you know, Blue Snakes Banjos listeners get a free drink from one Jack Greiner.
So there you go. You can even probably get your photo taken with Jack.
Absolutely.
There you go.
No question.
Yeah, and we'll post them on the website.
Yes.
Yes.
I like it.
Look at all this. Well, it's cross merchandising or whatever it is. So, so let's play a little bit more Grateful Dead, and then we want to get to Joni Mitchell because, if you don't know, she actually performed. She had an aneurysm back in 2015, and I assumed her career had ended, and she was just basically, you know, living out her days, not to be morbid about it or anything. But she appeared in Newport, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's play a little bit more Grateful Dead. This one's from Shakedown Street. This is called Fire on the Mountain, and it's not that Fire on the Mountain. It's the Grateful Dead Fire on the Mountain.
For this is all alone. please don't be surprised when you find me dreaming too.
Better off dead. Switchman sleeping train 102 is on the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Alrighty, Grateful Dead, for an obvious reason. There's a big four-hour documentary, Long Strange Trip, playing Monday night at the Woodward Theater on Main Street and over the Rhine, starting at 6:30, sponsored in part by the wonderful law firm of the Graydon Law Firm, formerly Graydon, Head & Ritchie.
We've had more product placements in this thing than, you know.
Yeah, the bill will
the come. Austin Powers movies.
The
I
bill
think.
Will be coming. Don't worry. But anyway, it's so we played some more Grateful Dead for you for that. We started with Fire on the Mountain from Shakedown Street, then one of my favorite Dead songs from my favorite, one of my all time favorite albums, American Beauty. We heard Box of Rain, and then of course Casey Jones from Working Men's Dead. So you're listening to Jack Greiner and me on Bluesnecks and Banjos here at WAIF 88.3 FM, streaming at wafemusic.org, or I'm sorry, waferadio.org, or you can go to bluesnecksandbanjos.com, and in a couple of days I'll have this show posted.
Bingo.
Even before the documentary.
All right, there you go.
That's my only vow.
There you go.
I've got till 6:27 on Monday night.
Well, that's right.
But it'll get posted. Although, Bill, if you're listening, the recorder's acting wonky, so who knows what the heck we're gonna get. Jack.
All right.
Joni, did you see that Joni Mitchell clip on the Washington
Post?
I did.
It was awesome. It was just so great, and it was just, you know, we've brought our audience down some tonight, but we're going to uplift them now. We're going to talk about what a great thing it was to have her performing again and play some of her stuff, which is always fun to listen to.
Yeah, just to catch everybody up real quickly, Joni had a serious aneurysm back in 2015. She had been confined to a wheelchair for a while. She wasn't leaving her house. I think she's 78.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so not aged, but, you know, certainly getting up there where things can happen to folks, of course. And, I don't think I was the only one who thought, well, that's the end of Joni Mitchell's performing career. Well, Brandi Carlile, Joni Mitchell, one of the writers or the Judds, I get them confused. The Judds. Yeah, Winona. Yeah, thank you. Not Jim Stafford.
No.
Or Ray Stevens, but Winona Judd. And some others. Anyway, there was a show in Newport, and...
Newport, Rhode Island, right? Yes. Just not Newport, Kentucky.
Not Newport, Kentucky. Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point.
There's a lot of people out there saying, damn, I missed
that. Yeah, that would have been. I should have just left it. Should have let that go. With the Newport Yacht, with the Ludlow Bromley Yacht Club no longer existing, where can you bring your yacht?
Fair enough.
So you have to go to Newport,
Rhode Island. Yeah.
Yeah, good point. But they set the stage up like Joni's living room, apparently. They put her in her favorite chair, from what I could tell, and she sang for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And on the Washington Post website, they had her doing Both Sides Now, a song she wrote when she was like a teenager still, which is really astounding. I mean, that's a song, it's been, you know, covered to death, it's been played a million times, it's almost became a cliche for a reason. Yeah. But seeing her sing it, and then thinking about when she wrote it, and then really listening to the words and the lyrics. First of all, the writing is fantastic. Yeah. And the structure of the song is fantastic. And then to think that a kid.
I thought I tuned in to Bobby earlier.
Hello? Oh, okay, we have someone in the studio.
Bobby Gentry and everybody.
Say hi to the folks, Mike.
We're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
And no problem. So, anyway, great song, of course. Go to the Washington Post website if you can get behind the paywall. I don't know what their rules are, but find a friend. They let us subscribers give things away. But it's worth seeing because the emotion, her enthusiasm in performing and the emotion of the other performers is pretty amazing. So that inspired me to just say, hey, happy Joni Day. So we're going to play a quick set of Joni Mitchell in honor of that. Let's start off with a cut from my favorite Joni Mitchell album, Hissing of Summer Lawns. And this song is, which one did I pick? I can't remember.
Oh, you picked.
Sweet Bird. So here we go.
There you go.
I also forgot when I put this on, Jack, that it's 10 seconds of dead air at the beginning of this track.
Is that real?
Yeah, but now here we go. Feathers laughing.
cities under the sand. Power, ideals, and beauty. Based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guess it's based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guess it's based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guess it's based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guess it's based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guess it's based on what each set of time and change is touching. Settle down into the clickety-clack. being darling, watching your hair and clouds and stars. I'm rocking away in a sleeping car. This jealous love is bound to make me crazy. I can't find my goodness. I lost my heart. Oh, sour grapes, because I lost my heart.
Well, the space-time continuum is going to keep us from playing more Joni Mitchell, and I apologize, but we at least got to play a track from Jack's favorite Joni Mitchell album, Court and Spark.
Court and Spark, absolutely.
And one from Hissing of Summer Lawn. So, glad to see you're doing well, Joni.
Yep.
I, on the other hand, am going to have an allergy attack, but I hope to get through this little segue. Do you want to bail me out?
You all right? Thanks everybody for listening tonight. And what are we gonna play out with, Bob?
How about Hot Fun in the Summertime?
Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Because we had so much fun tonight. Just ask our many listeners who called in saying, "Guys, you're killing us here."
Yeah.
We went to the Gothic Swamp Cathedral. But actually, that was the only part of the show.
That's right.
We played the Grateful Dead. We played Joni Mitchell.
It was happy. Happy songs. Happy tunes.
Yeah. I think Fancy, just anytime you build a show around the song Fancy, I think you're churning up some
human trafficking and teenage suicide. It tends to bring the mood down a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of upbeat narratives.
But that's okay.
That's right.
It's part of the circle of life.
That's why, exactly. And that's why we're an adult show.
Exactly.
Don't let your kids listen to us. Why would you?
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jack, it's always great to see you. I mean it. I don't see you enough. And it's fun to have you on.
Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks for coming. Remember, Grateful Dead, Woodward Theater, Monday night, 6:30, sponsored by the Graydon Law Firm. It's a four-hour movie. If you want to leave an intermission, no one's going to fault you.
That's right.
If you get there at 5:30, you can go to the Graydon office for a free drink. If you tell Jack Greiner, you listen to him on Blue Snakes and Banjos. Thanks again, Jack. Bill will be here next week, and I won't. But until that time, as always, love one another. Good night, everybody.
Fall.